Dixieland jazz is not something most people associate with church choirs, or Christmas for that matter. Eugene Childers, a retired music teacher and Dixieland jazz enthusiast, decided to do something about it. He's directed the Brandon Festival Singers for 31 years and says he's always wanted to blend his two passions.
Choir and Dixieland band. Now, there's an interesting combination. So that really is how I approached it. I thought, well, I don't know of any music written for that combination, certainly not a Christmas piece, other than traditional carols, something like that.
So he composed 7 original songs to be performed by the choir and a 6-piece Dixieland band with Childers on the trumpet. The result is a blend of jazz, swing, ragtime, blues, and more than 24 harmonizing voices. The songs tell the story of the birth of Jesus. Gabriel speaks of the angel that came to Mary and announced she would give birth to a son. Go and find the Christ child evokes the shepherd's quest to follow the star to the manger where Jesus was born. And then there's the manger blues.
I thought about that. Is that disrespectful or what is that? And I thought, gosh, no, the blues, there's nothing disrespectful in that. It is in the style of the blues. And that's good, honest, traditional American music.
Denise Keating has sung with the festival singers for 10 years.
I think at first it's a challenge to get the timing right, but the music, the instruments really lend a excitement to the music, and it actually raises our singing. And why not? Christmas music has been done in every musical way, and why not Dixie?
Choir member Bernie Carr agrees.
I just said to someone a minute ago that people are going to leave this concert and say, man, that was the greatest Christmas concert I've ever been to. Because you can't help but just have joy in your heart after hearing that whole second half of the program.
As the banjo, trombone, piano, and trumpet take turns with solos, choir members are swaying to the beat, and Childers' wife Jean can't resist jumping up briefly to dance with her husband while he conducts. Is dancing during the performance okay?
I've thought about that too, and it would be very okay. My guess is they'll be doing it in their seats, but it certainly would be okay.
For VOA News, I'm Nina Keck in Brandon, Vermont.